If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hello everyone, this is Renita Ahura, creator of Shadow Realm and the Aria Chronicles series. Today, I will be delving into the mythology woven into the story and its characters. Ravan is the most sinister demon king of Lanka. He has 10 heads, he has 20 arms, he is extremely ferocious, and he is a rakshas, a demon. He is depicted in the Ramayana and in common folklore as evil. But the truth of the matter is that Ravan, before the story of the Ramayana, had received a boon from Brahma, the creator. Brahma, the creator, is associated with creation energy. There are three aspects of life: creation, preservation, destruction. It's a wheel that keeps turning round and round. So Brahma signifies the creation part of that cycle. Ravan was known to be a worshipper of Brahma. He would meditate upon Brahma for thousands and thousands of years. After this, Brahma actually gave him a blessing. He gave him a boon, and that was that he could not be killed by gods, demons, or spirits. He also gave him the Brahmastra, which is the most powerful divine weapon of Brahma. And the stories of Ravan really differ in different parts of the Indo-subcontinent. Some of the stories, especially those in the south, really depict him not to be as evil, perhaps, as he is popularly known to be. He was against the Varna, he was against the division of jatis, caste, color, that kind of thing. He was a learned scholar, he was well-versed in the Shastras, the Vedas, the Vedic literature, and he was a devotee of Lord Shiva. In fact, one of his greatest devotees. Evil does not exist for the sake of it or by itself. And evil only has meaning as long as good exists to juxtapose it. And vice versa, right? The other way around. So good has no meaning without evil. Evil has no meaning without good. Can one actually always be destroyed? I don't think so. Because if you completely destroyed one, then the other would have no meaning. Ravan knows this, Ram knows this. The best that we can do is to try and vanquish evil or control it or keep it at bay. But we can't completely destroy it. Evil shows up in our lives, whether we like it or not. And usually it's because of us. We allow it to happen. So when Arya has a dream, he's dreaming about Ravan. What's happening in his conscious world is he is coming face to face with the demons of his own ordinary world. The bullies in the schoolyard, Athena, the boys, the doctor who wants to take his mother off life support, Jackson's racist mom. Arya comes face to face with these demons in his ordinary world, but in his subconscious mind, they appear to him in one congruous form as Ravan, the sinister, ten-headed demon king that he has been raised with through his mother's storytelling from the mythology. Ravan symbolizes, in this story of Shadow Realm, the demons that Arya has to face every day in his own ordinary life, and his own inner demons, because remember that 10th head of Ravan is actually Arya's shadow self. What we call in the story Arya of Ravan's passion, it is Arya once the demon Ravan has taken over him, this angry, rebellious teenager that is the opposite of the vibrant, bright, poised, confident Arya who has the power to tap into his true self. The other thing that is very important to understand about Ravan is the idea of the Brahma Astra. The Brahma Astra is the divine weapon of Brahma, creation energy. This is a very powerful weapon, too powerful for a boy like Arya. But Ravan was endowed with the Brahma Astra. And guess what? So was Prince Ram. And Prince Ram actually used the Brahma Astra in order to eventually destroy Ravan. You can only destroy something if you can really get a grip of it and attack it at its weakest. So if you attack a weapon with the same weapon, that's when you can really destroy it. So it's ironic that even though Ravan had the Brahma Astra himself, Ram used that self-same Brahma Astra to destroy the Demon King. Another question that comes about was, well, you know, if Ravan had the Brahma Astra, why didn't he use it as well? Because this is a very intelligent mind. Ravan knows that the collision of two Brahma Astras would destroy the universes, the multiverses, everything beyond. So again, was he that evil? No, he never really wanted the end of the world. He never really wanted to destroy things, right? He was on a power trip. He wanted to control. He let the demon aspect of him take over, his ego, his pride. He said, I deserve Sita, right? So his demon self got out of hand. And that is what makes him Ravan, the most sinister of demons, because maybe he let it get out of hand a little bit too much. And that's what we like to portray in our retelling of this story. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed learning all about the mythology that inspired Shadow Realm.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.